lav de mechamer. I say we're talking about that your father just tells you to be over the, of the lav on Shabbos of mechamer. Rashi says mechamer means achra behema shubalav to loisase kom loch ato vehemtecho. Mechamer means if there are bundles on top of your animal and you call the animal, you make the animal move. Like you cause the animal to carry the bundles. Said Rashi, v'hai lav leka chorus. This lav of is a special law that you should not do work with your animal. On this law there's no chorus. The person himself is not doing a malacha. You're only causing the animal to do the malacha. Therefore there's only a law, there's no chiyuv chorus on this. We'll go now according to Raman Diyama that ha-mechama racha behemte b'shabbos potter. Potter means you're potter from chorus. That if you're mechamer, if you cause the animal to carry bundles on Shabbos, it's only a lav, there's no curse. So maybe that's what the pasuk is talking about. And v'afilu hochi lo dochi, this is a kasha now. So we want to say the pasuk is talking about that your father told you to put bundles on an animal and make the animal carry it. So such an issa, I would have thought in Svara, you're allowed to listen to your father. Because to do this aveira on Shabbos is only a lav. To listen to your father, there's a mitzvah essay. So Mila, I would have thought to say esavecholos essay. Therefore, I need a pasuk. Very good. To still say no, eshabsoisa tishmaru kulcham chiyah bechvaydim. That there's no mitzvah like kibbutz avim b'mokim. You're doing kibbutz Hashem. You have to listen to Shabbos, not to your father. So there's no proof again to a lav sheyesh bekoros, because this pasuk is only talking about a regular lav, not a lav sheyesh bekoros. Now the Gemara asks, no, that can't be true. You want it to afilu hochi lodochi? The Rashi says, this bitmiyah, this is a question now. If the pasuk is talking about your father only told you to be mechamer, so the question is, why can't you listen to your father then? You should be allowed to listen to your father. Listening to your father is the mitzvah sasei. Doing this avera is only allowed. There's a cloud we usually say, esther doichalei sasei. So if you're going to tell me now that over here the Torah is telling you not to listen to your father, so the Chori shall learn out from here all over that you never say Esa Dechalei Sasei. That's the maskashim. You want to Vafilu Ochi Ladochi, and still you want to say the Pesach is talking about not to do it. Elo, if so, Tekai Malam Diyasi Esa Dechalei Sasei. That's how we learn, we know. There's a klal in that mitzvah essay. Could be Deicha Leisasei, L'chura Ligma Mehocha, let's learn out from this Indian over here, Delei Lidchi. If you're telling me now, the Torah is telling you not to listen to your father, when your father is only telling you to do a lav, L'chura, why not? Why shouldn't you listen to your father? L'chura, it's not because you're doing an Aveira. Since you're doing the mitzvah Kibbutz Aveim, and you tell me, Esther Deicha Leisasei, it should be Mutter. So if you're telling me the Pesach says no, learn out from here, you never say Esther Deicha Leisasei. Samura says, that's not so shver. V'chi teime, maybe I'll tell you like this. Maybe we should say, Shani lave di Shabbos dechamiri. Maybe the lav of Shabbos is a very strict lav. Even though there's no chorus to it, this lav of being mechamer, of making your animal carrying bundles, it's a lav on Shabbos, even though it's not a lav that has chorus that has a chiv misa, but it's still called a lav, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. Now maybe the svar is the lavs of Shabbos are very strong. And therefore, you don't say Esther Deichaloisa say on Shabbos. Hey, Nechanami, on tzitzis to wear klayim, we say Esther Deichaloisa say. You're allowed to do the mitzvah tzitzis even though you're being over a lav of klayim. Because the lav of klayim is not so strict. But hey, Nechanami, a lav of Shabbos, that's such a strict lav, there is true, you would not say Esther Deichaloisa say. So that would be a teretz. The Pesach is saying, don't say Esther Deichaloisa say, but you can't learn that all over. I'll tell you, it's only a story here by Shabbos. Samar says also that svar is not true. V'atana bi'al makoi, I'll bring you proof, there are other tanoim that talk about bi'al in other places. V'loi kaporach, and they do not ask this question. Like we'll soon see, we learn that other lavs from a lav of Shabbos. And we don't say Shabbos is something special. So you see, if you're going to tell me here, essay is not teichel essay, it should be all over like that. That the essay should not be teichel the lav. Where do we see this? The tanya would look like this. Yocholai would think, oh, malay oviv. Let's say your father tells you, the son, you're a kohen. So the father, the kohen, tells the son, the kohen, hitma, I want you to go into the basic forest for me. Do me a favor. I left my jacket in the basic forest. What was it doing? I don't know. But the father says, he left his jacket in the basic forest. Please go get it for me. Do me a mitzvah kibbutz avein. Lamaisa, you're a kohen. You're not allowed to go into the basic forest. So I would think that you're allowed to listen to your father, because there's a mitzvah that says to listen to your father. Are you being over a lav of going into the Beit HaKvaros? So what? In Svar I would say, Esther Shubadech Lesasei. Or another case, Shomaloi Al Tachzer. Let's say the father sees there's an Aved on the floor. The father's telling you to do it. The father wants you to do it. In the case where the father wants you to do it. So I would think you're allowed to do it. Now even so, I would think you're allowed to do it. Because for you to do it, it's a mitzvah sasei. So you don't have to tell anybody else. You're allowed to do it. Maybe essay would be dechaloi sasei. Or another case. Let's say a father tells a son, I see an aveda on the floor. I know you have a mitzvah sashova. I don't want you to do the mitzvah sashova. I'd rather you come with me and help me someplace else. Don't go return this aveda now. Come with me better. Maybe the father tells you, don't return the aved, the lost object on the floor. I would think maybe you should listen to your father, because I would say, just the Brisa says no. The Pasuk says, Ish imay v'yoviv tiro, v'yeshab seisit ishmeru. The Pasuk says you're supposed to fear your parents, listen to your parents, have respect for your parents. But it also says, Eshab seisit ishmeru. That means, Kulchem chayovim mechvedi. Everybody has a chiyuv to give respect to Hashem. But I tell you, as before said, the biggest respect we give to Hashem is to be a Shem Shabbos. So merely you have to listen to Shabbos. So what do you see? The Brisa says, just like you can't listen to your father on Shabbos, who adin, you can't listen to your father to be metama in the Beis HaKvaros, or not to give back the Aveda. The Chur wants to say a svari, killing out one from the other. Maybe only you don't listen to your father on Shabbos, because the law of Shabbos is so strict. But maybe the law of returning an Aveda, or the law of not going into the Beit HaKvaros is not so strict. Maybe there you would listen to your father. So what do you see now? That the law of Shabbos is like any other law. And if we see here, you can't listen to your father, you can't listen to your father by other laws also. So back to the kasha now, if so, you should learn out from this posik, you don't say, the Torah says you're not allowed to listen to your father, even though that's a mitzvah sasei, and to go into the basic force is only a lav. So you should learn out from this posik, you do not say, Esa Dechalei Sasei. So verses like this, Ela Mishum the Ikol Lemifrach, Ela Natei, there's no proof. This is a big question now, Rashi and Tosis, how you learn. We're going to learn Pshat the way Tosis learns, that's the way it is, the Pasha Pshat. Ella, we're going back, no. Mishum Dikul Mifroch, Malahanach Shekain Hechshe Mitzvah. Tosis learns, we're still talking about now Mechamer. We're still talking about a regular lav. A lav of Mechamer. So the question is, why don't you learn out from here? You do not say Esa Decholesa say. I tell you, because Kivra Aveim is only called Hechshe Mitzvah. Malahanach Shekain Hechshe Mitzvah. Tosis learns it means you're not really doing the mitzvah by doing these actions. Like Lamashal, let's say your father tells you to be Mechamer, or your father tells you to do anything. It doesn't make a difference what he tells you to do. He tells you, let's say, to cook for him, or he tells you to shecht for him. The Shashya shechting, you're not really doing the mitzvah of kivit. The mitzvah of kivrav is to give respect, means give your parents enjoyment. So when you shecht, and then you give them the meat to eat, the Shashi is eating the meat, that's the real mitzvah of kibbutz. That's the real mitzvah of giving a hanor, enjoyment to your parents. That you shecht the animal, that's called the hechsher mitzvah. That means you have to first shecht the animal in order to give him teeth later. But the real mitzvah is giving him teeth. That you shecht the animal, or you cook, or you be mechamer, that's not the yikra mitzvah. That's why here we say the essay is not doicher lois essay. So you can't run out all over. A regular mitzvah essay, when you're putting on tzitzis, you're doing the goof of the mitzvah right now. So when you do the actual mitzvah, then we say essay could be dechalos essay. If it's klayim, so what? You're doing the mitzvah tzitzis is mutter. But here you want to go shecht on Shabbos. Bishas you shecht on the animal, even though you're listening to your parents, that's not the ikka mitzvah kibbut. The ikka mitzvah kibbut is not so much the listening, but rather that you're giving him back enjoyment. When is the ikur enjoyment? When he eats from the meat. So b'shas you're shechting the animal or cooking the food, it's only called a hechsher mitzvah. So that's not such a strong thing. Let's look at the bottom taste here. The last five lines tastes. V'nir l'ri, v'chein pir shabein achanan. This is the way the Rach learns. De b'lav de mechamer mukilo. We're talking about now, we're still talking about the lav of mechamer. Don't learn out from here all over. You don't say, as the Cholaisa say, the Malik Kibud, Shekhen Hechshe Mitzvah, Kishemechaner, Umetameh, Umaniach Malhachzer, Aveda. At the time when you listen to your father and you go into the basic verse, or you put the bundles on the animal and you start carrying it, or you don't give back the Aveda, Kedei Lohavi Goizolus Liovit. Like, what's the purpose? Why did the father want you to go into the basic verse? Or why did he want you not to give the Aveda? Because he wanted you better to bring him birds. Like the case is, there was a bird in the basic verse. So your father said, go inside the basic verse, get me that bird, I want to eat it. So, Bishas Dechia Salav, Ein Machilo Mavishoi. At the time when you're going into the basic forest, you're not feeding your father at that time. So the Ike Mitzvah's Kibbutz is Machilo Malvishoi, to feed him and to dress him, to give him enjoyment. So since you're not doing the actual mitzvah at the time when you're doing the Avera, that's why you don't say Yesod Echolos Asay. Avol B'Alma, the other places, the Ovid Guf HaMitzvah, that you're doing the real mitzvah, Ya'afrino Miklai Mitzitzis, there we do learn out from Klai Mitzitzis, the Dachi. Then Tosfos the Chiddush Yomari, the Kibbutz Av, Afilu Oisik the Guf HaMitzvah, even if you're really doing the Guf HaMitzvah, still Lo Dachi. To the Chol Inya Kaposik Shlo Yisham Aloi. Vayinu Mishum the Breivin Yoni Kibbutz Reginam Liyasai the Hechshem Mitzvah. Therefore, even when you're doing the actual mitzvah itself, still it's not Doicha by Kibbutz Avayin. But the Kibbutz Tosfos learns the Pshat of the Gemara Hechshem Mitzvah means usually when your father tells you to do the Avera, when you're doing the Avera, you're not doing the actual mitzvah Kibbutz Avayin. That's only the Hechshem. Like the father wants you to get the bird. The main thing of you getting the bird is not grabbing and going into the basic forest. The main thing to get the bird is that he wants to eat it. So when you ask your cook and give it to him, that's the Ikra Mitzvah. But when you go into the basic forest, it's not the Ikra Mitzvah, therefore Kibbutz Avayin, we don't say Yesod Echolos Asay. But other mitzvahs, you do say Yesod Echolos Asay. But I call upon him, the Pasuk here is not talking about a love of Chorus, it's talking only about the love of Mechamer, therefore we can't learn out other places, as they should be the Echolos Asay Shesh Bechorus. So they are talking about the mitzvah. We want to know what's the Ikar mitzvah. Tzitzis. What's the Ikar mitzvah? Tzitzis. Wearing the baggit. So when you're wearing it, you're doing the good for the mitzvah. Even though when you're wearing it, you're also doing the good for the Avera. That's the love of Klayim. Don't wear Klayim. But when you put on tzitzis, you're doing the good for the mitzvah. Here, at the time when you're doing the Avera, going into the basic forest, you're not doing the Ikar mitzvah. So therefore, Kibbutz Avayin is different. This is the way Tosfos learns. Rashi learns differently. We're not going to go into Rashi. Rashi is a Shver Rashi here. Yeah. Right. That's not the usual case here, though. So Mara says, so from Kibbutz Avayin we can't learn out. Ela, I'll tell you like this. Takut Adach Aminoch, Teisim Ebinyah Beis Amigdish. Let's learn it out from the Binyah Beis Amigdish. Tatanya will learn like this, the Braisa. Yochol Ye Binyah Beis Amigdish Doich HaShabbos. I would think maybe the Mitzvah says to build the Beis Amigdish. You're allowed to do it even on Shabbos. Tamulayim, the Pasuk says no. Es Shabsoi Seh Tishmeru. Umigdoshi Tiro. The Vidashin Kuchem Chiyav Mechvedi. There's a mitzvah, Migdoshi Tiro means build the base of Migdish, but there's also a mitzvah to have respect to Shabbos. Therefore, the swear is you're not allowed to build the base of Migdish on Shabbos. Now, my love, like, what's the Havim mean? What do we need a pasuk for? My love, aren't we talking about the Boine Vesoyser? We're talking about really there was a Havim mean that you should be allowed to mamish build the base of Migdish on Shabbos. Even though building is an Av Malacha, still, I would have a habamina, you are allowed to do this mitzvah on Shabbos. Now, the timer, why not? Because the Rachmoneh, Shabbos Tishmeru. Only because the Pasuk says clearly, you're not allowed to build the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos. Halav Hachi, if the Pasuk wouldn't have said it out clearly, I would have thought, Dachi, that you would be allowed to build the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos. So, Chura, why? What's the habamina? Sure, it's a mitzvah said to build the Beis Hamikdash, but there's a lav of chorus involved by building on Shabbos. So the Chura, you see, there is a Svara that an essay could be Doicha, even a Lav Shesh Bekoros. Svara says, no, Loi. Lav de Mechamer, again, you know what you need this Pasuk for? Avada. If you want to know, can you build actually building Pshit, you can't do it on Shabbos. Without a Pasuk. Because Avada, essay is not Doicha, Lav Shesh Bekoros. But I need the Pasuk. What about being Mechamer? You start have to have these bricks move from one place to another place. So you want to put it on the animal now on Shabbos. And tell the animal, make the animal carry the bricks across the road. What's wrong with that? There's only a pure lav. That's only the lav of Mechamer. You're not carrying it, the animal is carrying it. There's only lav of Mechamer. So in such a case, I would have thought that you would be allowed to do this work on Shabbos. Kamashma on the Pasuk, no. Even this much. If you want to just build means just moving things on animals on Shabbos, that's also what to do. So again, we ask the same question then. Even this you can't do on Shabbos. If that's true, that we know there's a cloud, the mitzvah essay usually is doiche aloisasei. Let's learn out from there, from Binyan Beis Hamikdash, that you don't say that cloud. Because you're telling me now, the Pasuk is telling us, even on Shabbos, just to move the bricks on top of an animal, which is only a regular lav b'yalma, it's not a lav sheish b'koris, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. The question, why not? There's a mitzvah essay to build the Beis Hamikdash. So why don't we say essay is doich alois essay? So from this Pasuk, we should learn out all over that you don't say essay doich alois essay. So Gemara answers again, no. The Chitana, maybe you want to answer that Shani Lave de Shabbat Achamiri. True, the Pasuk is saying you don't say Esther Decholos Asay, but it's only because the Lave of Shabbat is very strict. For the Gemara, no. V'aton, like we had before, V'aton of Yal Makoyi, V'loy Kaporach, there's a Brisa that learns out from Shabbat to other places, and we don't ask this question that maybe Shabbat is more strict. The Tanya, we learned like this. Yochol Omaloy Ovid. He told me, maybe if the father is telling you, again, you're a Kohen, so the father is telling you, go into the basic chorus to bring him the bird, or else the father says, don't worry about picking up the Aveda now. I want you to get me the bird better, do something for me now, don't go and bring back that Aveda. Maybe I would think that you're allowed to listen to him. Talmud Leima, therefore the Pasuk says, no. Ish'imai v'yaviv tiro, v'yashab saisa tishmaru. So we dash from here the word kulchem chayavim mechvaydi, that you're not supposed to listen to your father, because it's a svara your father also has to listen to Hashem. And since Hashem says don't do these averas on Shabbos, your father has no right to tell you to do it on Shabbos either. Therefore, listening to your father, you don't listen when it's telling you to do an avera. So learning out from the law of Shabbos that you can't listen to him to go into the basic chorus or not to return the aveda. So, Hura, why don't you say that maybe only Shabbos you don't listen to your father? Because Shabbos is a very strict lav. But maybe the lav of not to go into the basic forest, you would be allowed to. So you see, there's no difference. So back to the question then, if so, learn out from this pasuk that you should never say, Esadech Leisasei. Just like here the Torah says, you can't listen to your father, even though you're only doing a lav. So you don't say, you do not say, Esadech Leisasei. Learn out all of you do not say it. So who are the Mormon to say, Elamai, it's a right, the Pasuk is talking about a choristic alav, that your father is, or by the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, that you really want to build the Beis Hamikdash. And then it's good that then I need a Pasuk to tell me not, because without the Pasuk I would have thought, Esay is Deichel, Esay is for chorus. I need a Pasuk to tell me it's not Deichel, that's good. Because usually, Esay is not Deichel, Esay is for chorus. So I need a Pasuk for that. But if you want to say the Pasuk is talking about a regular lav, then the Chorot Akasha learn out from here all over that you do not say Esadech Alaysasei. Tzmur says again, no, Elo Mishum Dikla Mirfach, we can ask the same question again, Ma Lahanach Shekein Hechshe Mitzvah. I tell you, here also it's only Hechshe Mitzvah. In other words, even the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Mashma, that's only called a Hechshe Mitzvah. Because the Ike Mitzvah of the Binyan Beis Hamikdash is to have the Mikdash finished. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is when you finish building it, that's the kima mitzvah. But every brick that you're doing, that alone is not the real mitzvah of the binyan. It's only a hechsher mitzvah. Now it's true. The mitzvah is Hashem wants it to be a Beis Hamikdash that you can bring kabbonis in there. How do you have the Beis Hamikdash? By building it. So the building it is a hechsher, it's a preparation in order to have that mitzvah. But when do you have the kima mitzvah here? When you have the whole Beis Hamikdash that you don't have on Shabbos. So again, the reason why the Torah says you're not allowed to build the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos, even if you just want to carry the bricks on an animal from one place to another place, the reason why you can't do it is because this essay of moving the bricks is only a hechsher of the mitzvah binyan Beis Hamikdash. It's not the actual mitzvah itself. So since it's not the actual mitzvah, therefore we do not say it's doich v'lois essay. But avada, a mitzvah like by tzitzis, when you put the beged on your body, you're being accomplished, you're being the kind of mitzvah mamish, then we do say, Esadech Alaysasei. This is all Tosfos pshat. Agav, I mean, Rashi says a pshat, mam is just the opposite. Rashi learns hechsher mitzvahs doicha. Rashi says the reason Rashi learns here, no. Rashi shit is talking about you being over love of Chorus. Ella Rashi learns it's a chazorah. We're talking about your father tells you you're allowed to cook on Shabbos. Your father tells you to cook on Shabbos. Or your father tells you to shecht on Shabbos. Still, I need a pasuk to tell me you can't listen to him. So, then it's a good proof. What do you need the pasuk for? Because without the pasuk, I would say, yes, they could be there, chalos to say, sheish mekoros. So, in this, Rashi says, the Gemara says, hechsher mitzvah means just the opposite of Tosfos. Hechsher mitzvah means this is the only way to be mekayim the mitzvah. There's no other way to be mekayim the mitzvah. Kibud avein. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to listen to your father. If your father now tells you he wants you to cook on Shabbos, how is the only way you could do this mitzvah, the only way to mekayim the mitzvah is by cooking on Shabbos? So since this is the only way you could do the mitzvah, that's a new svara. I would have thought you would be allowed to do it even to be deich alois to say sheish bekoris. That's why I would have thought this mitzvah could be deich alois to say sheish bekoris. Therefore, I need a pasuk to say no, it can't be. But other mitzvahs, that's not the only way you could do the mitzvah by being over lav. Other mitzvahs, you could do a mitzvah without being over the lav. Sometimes it comes to do the mitzvah with the lav. And Rashi says, L'mashu by Yibum, Rashi learns. The Shver Rashi. Rashi says, by Yibum, if your brother married your daughter, who says you have to marry your daughter, make chalitza? Rashi says, either one is the mitzvah. Either Yibum or chalitza is the mitzvah. So therefore, when your brother married your daughter, maybe there would be a mitzvah Yibum. Why? Because you could be mekayim it through chalitza. So since there the mitzvah could be done otherwise, their pshita essay is not, the mitzvah Yibum is not doi chalitza to say sheish bekoris. It's only by kivra aven there's a havamin to say that you would be allowed to listen to your father even though he's telling you to do a chi of koris. Because the only way you could be mekayim this mitzvah is by doing the aveira. So in this, a kamashmon, you don't listen to your father. Right, that's a shver pshat. Poshut, we learn the way we learn is the way Tosfos learns. Lakol ponim, there's no rise from these psukim to other places allowed sheish bekoris that could be deicha. Fighter. For the Gemara, Hechsher Mitzvah, again, the way Tosfos is learning now, that Hechsher, he's telling me now, Binyan based Hamikdash, the reason why it's not Doicha Shabbos is because it's a Hechsher Mitzvah. The building of the base of Hamikdash, moving the bricks, is not the actual Mitzvah, it's only a Hechsher Mitzvah. For the Gemara, Tepek Leimi Hossam. If that's the Svara, we know this Svara from Kivud Avein. Like, why do we need a new pasuk by Binyan Beis Hamikdash to say it's not doicha? You can't build the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos. It's only hechsher mitzvah pshita. You know from Kibbutz Avim already. The same thing when the father tells you to be mechamer on Shabbos, we add a pasuk not to listen to your father, and we say what's the svara? Because listening to your father, the way Tosfos learns, it's only a hechsher mitzvah. That's not the actual mitzvah by moving the stuff on the animal. The actual mitzvah kivit is by giving him the food to eat. But by having it moved is not the actual mitzvah. So we know that's already from Kivud Avein, that's not Doicha Relois to say. So why do I need a second pasuk for by Binyan Beis Hamikdash also? You can't do it on Shabbos. Tevlag Mehosom. So Mazayin Achanam is taka true. This Chiddush, that you can't build the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos, even to do a lav of Mechamer, it's true. I know it from the Inyan of Kivud Avein. That since the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, the actual building, is only a Hechsher Mitzvah, it's not the goof of the Mitzvah itself, it's not Doich Yivin Alois HaSei. If so then, V'yeshav Soyset Yishmaru, or Mikdash Yitiro Lomli, so why does the Pesach have to say extra again, Mashma, that there's Inyan of to watch Shabbos, and not to build the Beis Hamikdash? What do I need this Pesach for? So Moses says, Miboyle L'Katanya, I need it for a different type of a drush altogether. We learned like L'Katanya, like we learned. Yochol Yisior Odom Mikdash. Maybe you have to have Yira. You have to be afraid of the Mikdash. Means the Mokum and the Mikdash itself. Talmud Leiman, this pasuk says no. Eshav Soy Soy Tishmeru. You're supposed to listen to Shabbos. V'yes Mikdash Tiro. And you're supposed to fear the base of Mikdash. What does that mean? Nemro Shmiru B'Shabbos. It says Hilchash Shmiru Shabbos. You have to watch Shabbos. Also means you have to have Yira. You have to have respect for Shabbos. The Nemra Mara B'Migdash. And it says the Inyan to have Yira and to have respect for the Beis HaMikdash. Now what's the Chiddush here? That Ma Shmira Hamur B'Shabbos. Just like the mitzvah to watch Shabbos. When it talks about giving respect to Shabbos, what is it talking about?